This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website, where you get to control the content of the site. You submit something that you like, and other listeners can vote on it. It's a Reddit-based system, so you vote up what you like, you vote down what you don't, and you can go there and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. In studio tonight, my name is Ian
Johnson.
Josh.
And so welcome aboard here to Free Talk Live. Now, you can still call in about relationships, always. You know, that's something we can talk about here on Free Talk Live. But in the news, Duterte is back. Duterte, who, if you've been listening to the show for a few weeks here on Free Talk Live, this guy is new. He's a new character on the world political scene. Some people call these people leaders. I do not call politicians leaders. I do not want to be led by any of these people. They're psychos, sociopaths. They're dangerous people. And Duterte, Rodrigo Duterte, says right now he will defy the Roman Catholic Church and seek to impose a three-child policy. Now, we'll talk more about what that means here. This is the same guy who is being called the Trump of the Philippines. This is the guy who is a mayor in one of the towns in the Philippines, who's now the president of the Philippines, and he was elected with a platform and positions on issues that are even more insane than what you're hearing in American politics from people like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, this guy has actually said he wants to just execute criminal suspects. Now, here in the United States, there's this whole thing of innocent until proven guilty.
Or at least there's the fictional imagination that there is something like what you're...
Well, they at the very least, Johnson, pander to that idea
right,
by having a court and having a trial. And while we know that a lot of these trials are a show and a sham, and that the justice system is incredibly corrupt, we know that's true here in the United States. They, at the very least, will just, you know, put someone through these processes so as to make it look more legitimate what they're doing. And every now and then, someone will be found not guilty when they do that. Of course, most people take a plea deal, and so it never even goes to trial in the first place. But all of that aside, Rodrigo Duterte is saying he wants to just kill criminal suspects. He just figures the police will get it right most of the time, so we'll just, you know, let him execute someone, just like Judge Dredd, judge, jury, executioner, right there on the spot of whatever.
I am the law.
Yeah, why bother? His point is, it's a pretty good impression.
Judge Dredd.
Didn't they remake Judge Dredd?
There was another one after the
back to what you were saying a little bit.
I don't want to talk about Judge Dredd.
No. This is pretty serious. You're saying this guy is being compared to Trump.
Yeah.
And
he's worse than Trump.
Yeah, and he's saying all these crazy things. I'm a question asker.
That's good to ask questions.
This guy, why would he say that? Why would he do this?
I guess he thought it'd be popular, and he was right.
Well, because he came from mayor to what he is now.
That's right.
So with that being said, he came from a place where the local people around him elected him, and then from that he grew. So I think it has to come to what's going on in the rest of the world besides America. What's going on with their mindset and their state of mind to have a guy that's first off going to be a mayor with this kind of mindset. And from that, he's able to grow all the way up to be a future maybe president.
Well, it's not uncommon.
What's going on in their country that's making them feel like this is something that might be acceptable?
Because
that would be not even remotely acceptable here.
I don't know.
Trump's
man.
Not acceptable here.
Well, so if that's Trump got the nomination.
So far.
Right. Well, I mean, so if you pander to sort of the crowd, the angry crowd, you will find popularity. And there's always, you know, back in the, a long time ago, I guess probably, actually, and still in some places of the world, they have public executions because there's a certain bloodlust that people have. The idea being that person's a criminal. Off with their head, you know, do whatever you want to that person. They're a criminal. it's not treating them like a human being, like someone who could be safe, someone who could come back to society and offer something valuable.
What does that do to everyone else, though? Because if I have the thought that if I go outside and I break a law and I could get killed for breaking a simple law, what would that do to my mindset? What is going? I'm asking, what is going on with the rest of the world where this might even remotely be acceptable?
Well, one thing that it does is it drives criminals to be the most vicious of people. So, for instance, in countries where drugs are penalized with the death penalty, and I'm not sure if the Philippines is one of those countries, but in countries where the death penalty is the penalty for drug dealing, you don't have Mr. Nice Guy drug dealer. In those countries, you know, everybody I've ever bought weed from has always been a pretty cool person here in the United States, because there's no death penalty for it. If it's a death penalty for selling weed, then only the most badass dudes are going to get into it because they are taking the highest level of risk, the most risk friendly people, which are the most dangerous and
the crack dealers of the rest of the world, basically.
Yeah, sort of. Are going to take that position. So if you're a politician and you're pandering to the kind of bloodlust that people want to see, they want to see people get hurt, they want to see criminals be punished, that's a politically popular thing to do. And obviously it worked for Duterte. He got elected. In fact, the more ridiculous things he said, the more his popularity would increase. And now here's the latest thing that he has to say. He's going to impose a three-child policy, putting him on a new collision, according to Reuters, with bishops a day after he called them sons of whores. The southern mayor has yet to be declared the May 9th poll winner, but an unofficial vote count by an election commission-accredited watchdog showed him ahead over his four rivals, three of whom have conceded defeat. Duterte assumes office starting on June 30th. So I take it back. He's not president just yet, but he's basically elected to president.
So interesting fact. So the Philippines is a republic, the Republic of the Philippines, which declared its independence from the United States on the 4th of July in 1946.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about the Philippines.
Yep.
Duterte's often outrageous comments have won him huge support, and his tirades about killing criminals and a joke about a murdered rape victim don't appear to have dented his popularity in the largely Catholic country. He says, quote, "I only want three children for every family." He said this in Davao City, which is the city in which he's a mayor. He says, quote, "I'm a Christian, but I'm a realist. So we have to do something with our overpopulation. I will defy the opinion or the belief of the church." And I don't know how many countries in the world have this specific limitation on how many children. Of course, the most noteworthy one is probably China. Where there has been, I don't know if it's still in effect, but for a long time there was males only or one?
And I don't think it was males only, it was just one child per family.
One child per family, okay.
I think that's what it was.
About 80% of the Philippines' 100 million population are Catholics.
That's why, though, by the way, that a lot of female children were just being killed.
Why is that?
Because they wanted a male child, so they would only have one child, so they would just kill the female children until they got a male one.
The largest concentration of any Asian country who oppose abortion and contraception. On Saturday, he criticized the church as the most hypocritical institution, meddling in government policies, and said some bishops were enriching themselves at the expense of the poor.
Is that true?
Well, of course that's true. I mean,
so what's he wrong for saying that?
Well, he's also doing the same thing, right? So he's a hypocrite. So while it may be true that bishops are enriching themselves, at the very least, the bishops are doing it, you could argue, consensually, because whether you go to a church or not is up to you.
Yes.
Even in the Philippines, where it's pretty popular to be a Catholic, you could still choose, as 20% of the population, to not be a Catholic and not go to the Catholic Church. Or as a Catholic, you could choose to not give your entire life's fortune to the church or whatever.
Unless you're given no other option.
Well, the church isn't going to do that.
Well, I mean, you can't necessarily say that they won't do that. When I say that, even the music, again, I came from Georgia to up here. Even the music choice on the satellite radios and the brand new vehicles are limited here versus to what they are down south because it's just a different style of music that's heard up here.
Satellite radio?
Yeah,
no, that can't be true.
No, when I say satellite, XM and Sirius radio that comes in brand new vehicles up here, there are certain stations that they just skip over because no one up here listens to it.
Are you sure you're not subscribed to that, or is this like a rental vehicle?
No, I'm saying brand new vehicles that I would sell to you if you wanted one.
Oh.
Up here, there's segments of vehicles, or all of them across the board. where there's just certain stations. Yeah, if no one listens to it, you don't have the option. If you have no choice, that's what you're going to be.
Well, that's save on bandwidth.
That's got to be. Well, that doesn't make sense. XM is broadcasting the same signal.
No, they have the channels.
States.
But I'm saying like the
car company's locking them out.
Exactly. Well, okay. No, just the area.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. We're talking about the Philippines, where President-elect Rodrigo Duterte is going to defy the Catholic Church, which is the supermajority of the people in the Philippines are Catholics, about 80% of them. About 100 million people, so about 80 million of them are Catholics. And he's saying he's going to defy that and put a limit on the amount of children that people can have. And, of course, he'll also limit the ways that people can have children by murdering people.
In a Catholic country, too. So it's like, you can only have this many children, but no birth control, no abortions.
Which means they're probably going to have to execute some children, presumably.
Or execute people having children.
That's a good point, yeah. This guy is a psychopath. He wants to put people to death simply on the suspect that they have committed a crime. So if the police suspect you of a crime, Duterte is going to authorize them to execute you on the spot rather than go through the whole hassle of having to arrest somebody and charge them and take them into a court and give them some sort of semblance of a show trial before convicting them and ultimately then having to, spend money on locking them up. So, to his credit, it is a more efficient way of running a justice system, which is to abolish the justice system entirely and replace it with cops shooting people to death. And then he said he would then pardon the police because, he's not going to change the law to authorize this because he doesn't have to. Right. He's the president, or he will be the president. He's the president-elect. And we've actually got Ralph on the line. He's originally from the Philippines. Ralph, you're in New Jersey. Go ahead.
We're not even talking about the one-child policy in China, right? I mean, I'm crying out loud.
Now it's going to be a three-child policy in the Philippines.
I'm glad that you guys are not comparing this one to 30 to Obama, because it bears repeating for me to say this. By the American standard, we would consider the 30 more of not a bill winner, but an outlier. Obama definitely, in my opinion, is an out-and-out wild animal, and that is in full display with this pronouncement that he made over there in Vietnam.
Obama isn't asking people to, he's not asking the police to assassinate suspects.
Look why they're iron. Listen to me.
It's Ian.
One hour ago, Mark Levin on the Mark Levin program just called Obama a sick.
A what?
A sick individual.
Oh, a sick. He's sick? Yeah. Who called Obama sick?
Mark Levin. He declared also he is not my president. I impeached him a long time ago. There you go. Man, a whole lot of people.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. I'm completely lost. I'm sorry, Josh, I accidentally had your microphone.
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace in so many ways, in so many levels.
No doubt. He's a politician. He's in charge of the world's largest and most oppressive military in the entire world. I mean, so there's no doubt Obama is not a good guy. He's just like George W. Bush. They're all a bunch of scumbags. But you know what? He's not asking the police to go out and murder people in the streets. So, Duterte is pretty bad in his own ways, too. I mean, you're not defending Duterte, are you?
No, not at all. I don't know.
He just wants to take the opportunity to call Obama a wild animal.
That's all he ever does.
Yeah, but the only opposition.
You don't have a problem with black people, do you, Ralph?
No.
Okay.
No.
You just like to call Obama a wild animal.
That's a ridiculous thing to say. But, the only opposition this man had, as I can think of, is besides Trump, okay, is China and Russia. I mean, that's the only opposition this guy has. I mean, I wish the guy...
I'm losing you, man. I can't understand what you're saying. The only what that he has?
Opposition.
Opposition?
Yes. Is from China and Russia and Donald Trump. And I wish to God the Libertarian Party and the Republican Party get their act together and take on this man.
Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. Well, they don't have to take on Barack Obama. He's gone. He's a lame, as they call it, a lame duck president. He's not running for election again. So there's really no point in taking on Barack Obama. What are you going to do? Kick him out of office in 3 months? So what? Well, how's that going to change anything? Okay, so Joe Biden comes in and sits in for another 4 or 5 months or whatever. That's going to do something? I just don't understand why anyone would spend any effort.
I don't want Joe Biden anywhere near any kind of office. I'd like that guy out of government so fast. I find him to be worse than anyone there. That's just because I'm a former raver.
Again, I'm going to go back to this guy. Obviously, he had a real thick accent.
Yes.
Which means he spent some time in the country he said he was from.
Yep.
With that being said, I think that goes back to my original point of what's going on in these other countries that we don't see when I say that. Because if he is saying that, you know, this, like, that Obama is causing us problems and is causing us issues and is, you know, this bad and he didn't have any problems and he's only got a little bit of opposition, yet he's willing to not necessarily support, but say, you know, this guy right here, you know, you can't bash him for what he's doing. So obviously what's going on in their country where they feel like it's acceptable to even have someone remotely saying that three kids is our max, that we're having these type of issues and we need to change things.
It's an excellent question, and if anybody's in the Philippines and wants to give us some insights, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, because all we get, you know, sitting here in Keene, New Hampshire, is whatever the mainstream media feeds us. So, you know, the only thing I know about the Philippines is we've got at least one listener there, and not the guy who was just on the phones. He's in New Jersey. We've got at least one guy there who actually runs a pirate radio station that airs our show. So we're actually, we may be being heard in the Philippines right now.
Isn't the Philippines one of those places where, like, you know, guys go to get extremely young prostitutes?
Possibly.
One of those places.
Yeah, Thailand, yeah. I think, was another one. So we don't know what's going on in the Philippines. We really have no idea. All we know is the information we're fed, and that's all we have to
We're American.
On.
We certainly couldn't point to it on a map.
Somewhere in the Pacific.
Yeah, somewhere there.
So back to the story here. On Saturday, President-elect Duterte criticized the church as the most hypocritical institution, meddling in government policies, and said some bishops were enriching themselves at the expense of the poor. He said, quote, "You sons of whores! Aren't you ashamed? You ask so many favors even from me," he said in an interview broadcast by TV station GMA. Monsignor Oliver Mendoza, a spokesman for the Archdiocese of Linagin, whose head is the president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, said the church respected Duterte's opinion, but that it would continue to speak against government policies that are contrary to the church's teachings. He said, quote, "Because if we fail to do that, if we close our eyes, if we close our lips, we close our ears, what will be the role of the church?" he said. Political analysts say they're not surprised at Duterte's statements because some bishops spoke out against him during the election. Josito Zulueta of the University of Santo Tomas said, "This in itself is a self-serving position conceived out of human conceit. He will do as he pleases, except when he's stopped by public criticism." And it doesn't really seem like there's enough public criticism that is going to stop this guy. I mean, because he was obviously criticized, Duterte, for the things that he said. Oh, there was this comment about wanting to rape a woman who was gang raped in a jail. He was upset that he didn't have first crack as the mayor of the town. He made those statements. And as a result, the dude got elected to president. So I just don't see any kind of public outcry as changing him. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The public seems to love.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our number. You can bring up anything at all. This with you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Josh,
and Johnson.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and bring up whatever you want here on the radio with us. We're talking about Duterte. He is the new president-elect, former mayor of Davao City in the Philippines, made some pretty upsetting comments during the political campaign that ultimately resulted in him being elected president of the Philippines, basically joking that he would rape a woman, that he should have had the opportunity because he was the mayor of the city. There was a woman who was gang-raped in a prison, and he expressed regret that he wasn't involved. He did say at the time, quote, "I was angry she was raped. Yes, that was one thing. But she was so beautiful. I think the mayor should have been first. What a waste." Unquote. So, yes, Josh, you had asked during the break if he really did say something like that, and that's exactly the words that that came out of his mouth. Further, offering to have the police murder people who are suspects and then ultimately telling them that he would give them pardons later on. He's been critical of the Catholic Church, which is fine, by all means. You know, I don't have a problem with politicians critiquing priests and priests critiquing politicians or whatever. But to be so hypocritical, what he said was that the Catholic Church was the most hypocritical institution. and further claiming that some bishops were enriching themselves at the expense of the poor, calling them sons of whores, and asking them if they were ashamed during an interview on television. When, of course, it's the government that's enriching themselves at the expense of the poor. Now, maybe there are some bishops who are doing it in a consensual manner by convincing people that they need the church, that they need the Catholicism, and they need to give all of their money to the church. That can happen, but that's, you know, fraud or persuasion, you know, depending on the circumstances.
That's in the United States.
It happens around the world.
I feel like just looking at this guy in his eyes, I mean, that's the picture you showed me of this guy. That's a hard man. When I say hard man, he has went through all types of struggles, all types of just issues in his life, his whole life. And when you say...
That's typically most psychopaths.
Well, I mean, why are they electing this guy then?
Yeah.
What is going on in their area where this is what they have, this is what they're resorting to?
Well,
there's
maybe
something happening in their country that we don't know about. There's things that are going on that we just don't hear about.
It probably works the same way as the police forces work here, where the worst people rise to the top.
No, we have everyone in our country has smartphones, and we have cameras, and we have everything.
And yet the worst police still rise to the top of that system because it's a good old boys network.
The worst? You mean the ones that are noticed? We are noticed. There's no way you're going to be able to say that this...
We just had, like, this past month in Nashua, New Hampshire, there was a police chase that ended with the police pulling the guy out of his car and just kicking him, you know, repeatedly on the ground. Like,
They didn't actually pull him out.
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. He got out, put his hands up, started to lie down on the ground,
slowly.
And then they started kicking him.
Yeah,
you're right.
He moved slowly.
And
well.
That's the worst we have, where a guy can get out of his car, get his butt beat.
That's not the worst.
Well, I mean, exactly. So I'm saying, what is the worst that we have here? Compared to that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the worst of the worst here? Because I don't think it compares.
System,
I don't think in any way it would compare.
The system is what I'm saying is that the worst can rise to the top of the system of the police force. And what I'm saying is that same dynamic left unchecked would lead even worse people to rise to the top of another place.
I think the United States and America is so new that we haven't seen the worst of the worst. These other countries that have been around way longer than us and have already had these same issues are seeing things that are really, really, truly happening. When I say that, when things are changing, I feel like it might not be us first. We'll be the last ones touching it because we're so new. We're so technology bound. We're so everything. That I think we're going to be the last ones to actually feel the effect of what's going on in the rest of the world. Because there's no way. If you're telling me an actual president is going to, this guy has already been basically elected president.
Yep.
And you're telling me that he is saying, I should have been first in line for this woman because she looks good because of the role I play.
Exactly what
people are comparing him to Trump.
But in that same breath, he is willing to say that, yes, the Catholic Church is being hypocritical, which is the truth. I don't know if you know that or not. That's the truth. So if he's willing to say in the same breath a true statement along with a messed up statement, what's going on in the rest of the world? Because that is unbelievably not cool.
You can tell us your thoughts here. Maybe you can answer Josh's question. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And the comparison to Trump is a little ridiculous. It's not like Trump would be going around saying, like, I would have the best rapes. We would bring all the best people, and we would rape her the best of any other country.
But the comparison is
ridiculous.
The analogy still stands because Duterte is this guy that speaks his mind. He'll say whatever he wants to say, regardless of the consequences. In his case, the consequences have been getting elected. And in Trump's case, he takes the same approach. He says supposedly what he really believes.
The same results, pretty much.
He appears to be the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. Now, some people question whether or not he can win the general election, but I think it's anyone's game. If Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, there's a group of Democrats who won't vote for her.
I'm kind of with the creator of Dilbert, who thinks that Trump is going to win by a landslide. Because people vote based on emotion. They don't vote based on facts.
Right, and he plays to that. He plays to that emotion. And, you know, I've given him credit before. It does seem like he's willing to say the things that he believes. Now, maybe he's a complete sociopath and is lying about everything, like most politicians. It wouldn't surprise me if it turned out that he reneged on his promises as well, just like every other politician. In fact, count on him to do that, because he is ultimately a politician, as much as he's pretending to not be, as much as he's pretending to be something who's different or outside of the system.
You don't think he's going to actually build the wall?
Well, didn't he claim that he was going to make Mexico pay for it?
No, I do not believe he will actually build a wall.
Yeah, so lots of politicians promise, very few of them actually deliver, but he is taking an approach that is sort of this apolitical approach, if you will. What I mean by that is he's not really testing the waters before he says things.
Right.
He's just saying things that other people are likely thinking. And so, yeah, he's like the Chris Cantwell. It's appropriate that Chris Cantwell is voting for him and supporting him. He's like the Chris Cantwell of politics. You know, he says things that other people are thinking about and want to hear somebody say on the national scene, and he's getting rewarded for it. It doesn't mean that he's saying the right things.
Right.
He's pandering to that populist viewpoint. He's pandering to a viewpoint of the masses that is resonating with people.
So, for sure, if 80% of his country are Catholic, and he says...
Are you talking about Duterte?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So with that being said, if he says if 80% of his population is that way, and he's saying you guys are all hypocrites, or they're all hypocrites, and they actually feel that way, for sure, that would actually help him get his vote. That's what it's about.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So more on Duterte. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. Political analysts say they're not surprised at Duterte's statements. This story from Yahoo News and Reuters, that because some bishops spoke out against him during the election campaign, quote, like most liberal secular politicians, Duterte is a deist, said Joselito Zuleta of the University of Santo Tomas. Quote, this is in itself a self-serving position conceived out of human conceit. He will do as he pleases except when he's stopped by public criticism. He said Duterte's government was expected to clash more with the Catholic Church, not only on population issues, but on the restoration of the death penalty, legalization of divorce, and planned distribution of contraceptives. Does that mean that it's not legal to have a divorce in the Philippines? Because it says here, this is an issue on which Duterte is expected to differ with the Catholic Church. So it sounds like, now this is something that could probably use some Googling here. It sounds like it may actually be illegal to get a divorce, which would make sense in a very Catholic place.
Now, I don't know if it,
sorry, hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, contraceptives are against the Catholic belief system. And this man may be planning to distribute contraceptives. So join us here. Share your thoughts. Also on the way, more ridiculous international news where Venezuela's price on corn flour soars 900%, basically overnight, it seems like.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may join us toll free. 855-453 is the number for you. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Josh.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype, so join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. We're going to go right back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, I want to let you know about Bitcoin wherever you are in the world, whether it's the Philippines, the United States, or somewhere else. Bitcoin, as long as you have internet, is a solution to take the power out of the government's hands. Stop using their money. It's the alternative to government coercive currencies, and it's excellent. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. It can't be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Oh, by the way, Johnson, you checked it out.
Oh, yeah.
The Philippines.
The only country where divorce is illegal.
The only country in the entire...
At least that's what this article of The Atlantic from 2015 said. I don't know if anything's changed, but yeah.
That's pretty recent, 2015. Yeah. So the only country in the entire world where divorce is illegal, and Duterte, the new president, is talking about changing that.
Right.
Much to the ire of the Catholic Church, who is pretty much in control of a good chunk of the population's beliefs there. Let's go to Rudy. He's in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Talking about Trump, they did a study where approximately 30% of the Republican voters, they are prone to authoritarian people. They like someone who's strong and wrong, so to speak. You know, they don't care as long as he's tough about it. You know, the old John Wayne or whatever, and they don't care. And you talk about a lack of principle. This guy would change with the direction of the wind. I just hope he doesn't get close. I hope that the mask comes off this guy, because if it doesn't, we're looking at fascist state. I mean, you think?
Well, you're looking at it either way. whether it's him or whether it's Hillary.
It's delusional to think that Hillary is not fascist.
So that's your opinion, and I have to disagree. I mean, I'm
okay. Oh, well, you know, she's called Hillary for a reason.
Yeah, because it's cute, and it is. You have your own
picture. Adorable.
Hillary Clinton isn't going to repeal the state. She's going to continue the current fascist socialist system that we have today, and Donald Trump is no different than her.
Hillary wants to ban video games.
There's only one thing that matters, and that's who's going to decide the nominees for the Supreme Court. Now, if you thought that the 5-4 court, which we had for 30 years, you know, the 5-4 court, the people that gave us, you know, Bush, they selected Bush. They gave us Citizens United. If you thought that 5-4 divided court was bad, wait till it's like 6-3 and nothing ever gets passed that's for the people. Because every other decision that the Supreme Court's done for 20 years has been for the governments, for the corporations, for the top.
That's all they'll ever do. It doesn't matter who appoints. See, this is a ridiculous belief, in my opinion, that, oh, my God, it really is so important which president gets in because we need to have the right Supreme Court justice, as though whoever it is isn't going to be carrying water for the state. Right. That's their job, man. That's what they do. It doesn't matter which president is in charge at the time. These people are on there for a lifetime appointment.
That's since 1950, it's been 18 Republicans and 8 Democrats nominees to the Supreme Court. 18 to 8. And look what we've got. We've got a right-wing court.
It doesn't. See, I don't pay attention to right or left wing.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't know. Like, unfortunately, I've seen things be a lot more. I mean, it's not like we have, you know, like abortion illegal. I mean, it's not like we have forced religion on people. I mean, so thank goodness that we've had that
abortion
balance.
Abortion will be illegal with the next court if it's Republican chosen.
No,
because the last judge was Antonin Scalia. Are you out of your mind?
I'm going to ask you very simply. Say there's been 18 and 8. What difference has that really made, and what difference do you think would have made if it was the opposite way around? I mean, what change are you expecting?
I'm just saying that.
Those are big questions. Let's start with one of the, because they're really good questions. What would you have, if it were reversed, if it were 18 Democrats and 8 Republicans, which sounds like what you would want, what would that mean?
I'm not saying that's what I would want. I'm saying it's been an unfair court for 65 years.
The court has been unfair forever because it's the state. They rule in favor of state power. Doesn't matter whether it's left wing or right wing. And Americans need to learn this lesson. And I don't know how many more oppressive, tyrannical dictators have to take over here for people to figure out that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, these people are lying to you. And they will say anything, whether it's Trump or Hillary or Bernie or whoever, they will say anything that it takes to get elected so they can get in there and they can reward their friends. And they can punish their enemies because they have the power to do so. That's all it comes down to. The Supreme Court, if it does the right thing, only does it by, you know, basically because they have to look legitimate. They have to throw out a decent case every once in a while to make it look like we're not on a complete train ride towards total tyranny in this country.
And one time the Supreme Court said the Dred Scott decision, black people are property. Eventually, there was a Supreme Court came around and said, this is crap. We got to end it. And we ended. You know, the Supreme Court is the only thing that is the most important thing that matters. And there's been.
All right. Thanks, Rudy, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is what people were saying when the recent guy, what was it, Scalia, who died? Right. Is that right?
The convenient thing is to look at, oh, they made the decision to end it. They also made the decision to enact it.
Well, sure. And it just also shows that law is nothing more than opinions. It's just these opinions that first it's the opinions of the legislators, then it's the opinions of the men and the women in the robes, and then it's the opinion of the 9 men and women in robes, or 8, I guess, at the moment, at the Supreme Court. It's all just opinions. So it's just opinions overriding opinions.
And their opinions only matter because most people have no clue what is going on. If I have no clue what's going on, I go along with what everyone else is doing.
Well, that's true. People do go along to get along. But their opinions also matter because there are men with guns calling themselves the police who are willing to actually threaten you if you don't want to go along with their opinion. So if you don't agree with what the government says, then you become an enemy of the state and you basically become a target.
I'm an enemy of the state if I'm the only one that's an enemy. If everyone doesn't have the same, like if If everyone is for the government and I'm the only one against it, then yes, I am the enemy.
Well, the good news is you're not alone. There are other people who are government critics and who are against the state. I was just talking with some folks today, and I can't break the news yet, but coming up within the next few days, there's going to be a great announcement from the secessionist world here in New Hampshire, which, of course, are the activists who want to have New Hampshire leave the United States and have New Hampshire be its own free place. Which would be wonderful. Some of us are working towards that. We'll let you know more as we do know it. Let's continue, though. Since we're talking about crazy dictators around the globe, there's more news from Venezuela. Story from AFP out of Caracas, where Venezuelans on Tuesday, that's today, woke up to discover that the government-controlled price of corn flour, which is used to make corn patty arepas, the staple of local cuisine, has risen 900%. The socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro had kept the price of corn flour frozen for 15 months at 19 bolivars per kilogram, which is about 2 pounds. But late Monday, the government superintendent of fair prices. So, hey, this is socialism for you, where the government sets the prices of things. This is right back to the Soviet Union, where they had no, of course, ultimately have no idea what a price should be, because there are bureaucrats sitting in an office somewhere that aren't actually involved in the buying and in the selling of the very products that they're pricing. This man's title is the superintendent of fair prices. Well, the superintendent of fair prices just increased the price to 190 bolivars per kilo. So it went up from 19 bolivars per kilo to 190.
The Venezuelans are either going to burn their government to the ground soon, or they are going to resort to cannibalism. I mean, well, one of these things is probably going to happen very shortly in that country.
They have been eating goats, apparently, members of the military.
They've been eating fly in demand. Dogs, too.
That's true. Although, allegedly, people are hunting cats and dogs in the streets of this of Caracas and elsewhere in Venezuela. It is really bad there. But now wow, 10 times, that's 10 times the price increase from 19 bolivars to 190 for 2 pounds. Flour is one of the most scarce food basics, and the Venezuelan Association of Corn Flour Industrialists has been asking for a price increase, arguing the low government set price doesn't even cover the cost of production. Well, you know what else isn't being produced in Venezuela anymore? Coca-Cola. Oh, yeah, and there was a story a few weeks ago that you can't even get beer now in Venezuela. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Join us here on Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.